Good morning. My guest this morning is Lucy Barnett from Food for Thought. Is that right?
It is.
Okay.
It is Food for Thought. You bet.
You told me beforehand about how the Food for Thought mission has somewhat changed. Talk about that for a minute.
Thank you, Roland. Yes. The Food for Thought for 26 years started out as a grassroots movement to provide food and other nutritional supplements for people with HIV and mm-hmm. AIDS. And 26 years ago, my goodness, what a crisis the AIDS epidemic was in at that juncture. Just a handful of people around a kitchen table saying, we've got to do something.
Right.
And their expansion to care for over 700 people now with HIV, it's been amazing. Their organizational structure, their caring, loving volunteers, hundreds of volunteers. So it's been a great success. But with that success came a sense of responsibility, because we realized there were other people in the community with illness,
right,
coming out of the hospital, didn't have the nutritional support to get themselves better. And it was like, we have the system, we have the capability, let's open our hearts, let's expand our mission, and let's find those other folks out there who could be helped. Maybe stay away from out of the hospital, maybe regain their health with just a little bit of help from us. And that's what we're all about, and that's what we're doing. So it isn't really changing.
Right.
It's expanding.
Exactly. Wonderful. Thank you very much
yes.
for doing that.
Yeah.
You point out that you're serving 50 or more non-HIV people along with the HIV folk that you've been servicing the entire time.
That's correct. We're doing it very carefully because we want to make sure that we're doing it right, we're documenting this all, and we expect that with the help of West County Health Centers that we can document that when you give people decent, organic, good food to get help themselves get better, then that will cut down on healthcare costs.
That's right. Well, not only are you doing that, you are also broadcasting the Academy Awards right on the Rialto screen. That's amazing.
Oh, boy. It's such a fun event. And, you know, I was one of those people who, that didn't sound like fun to me to go to a theater to watch the Oscars. I can do that from home. But I went last year for the first time, and, boy, is it a lot more fun than I thought
I'll
it would
bet.
Be. It is hysterical seeing it on the big screen.
Uh-huh.
And during the commercial breaks, well, instead of just hopping up and going and getting some more potato chips, instead, folks are treated to lots of contests, a costume contest, a trivia, movie trivia contest. There's
That's
gotten
wonderful.
I'm getting some great raffle baskets
uh-huh.
together. It's just a big party. So we want people to come on down, join the party, see the Oscars on the big screen, and dress up if they want.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that, and maybe win a prize for the costume
Absolutely.
That they choose.
Absolutely. I've got my outfit at a local thrift store. There's some great, gorgeous gowns at the thrift
oh,
store.
Yeah.
$8? Are you kidding? So,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is going to be fun.
Pointless to shop any other place than a thrift store. I'm sorry. It's true.
Yeah.
So the doors open at the Rialto in Sebastopol at 4:30 on Sunday the 28th, and the award show starts at 5. So you should be there.
May I interject?
Yeah.
There's a way to help Food for Thought even more
yeah.
by a little bit more price, $45, but you come at 3:30 instead. And we've got some great appetizers, fabulous champagne donated, and champagne cocktails, other cocktails, food. So come at 3:30, pay a little bit more money, and you'll have a big party, a red carpet party, photographs. It's going to be fun.
Just like the people who go to the red carpet party at the Academy.
There you go.
Awards.
Expect lots of photographers there.
And no gold statue, of course.
Well, we do have a live gold statue that we're hoping
oh,
to come, yes.
Wonderful.
So,
wonderful.
Yeah, so it'll be fun.
That's really unusual. Okay, so that then is if you are provident and make your reservations early, this is the unparalleled way you'll be able to get to see the Academy Awards this year.
And help Food for Thought, too.
And help Food for Thought, too. Thank you, Lucy, for coming in. Let's remind people once again that this is Sunday, February 28th. Get there at 3:30 for a special catered champagne reception. Otherwise, the event starts at 5 o'clock. For information, a telephone number, 887-1647. Online, it's fftfoodbank.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.